Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, this is the ghost of Trey Lance.
It's the Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, 49ers lose. Bob Melvin's been fired, and the Warriors start training camp today with Media Day at Chase Center. A lot going on. Gary Payton II's been signed. Jonathan Kuminga hasn't. Buster Posey has talked to the media. We got a lot of that sound we're going to play. And the 49ers get beat yesterday by Jacksonville. Purdy is banged up. Jennings is banged up. Pearsall is banged up. We'll find out more about those guys later this afternoon as the Los Angeles Rams are the opponent on Thursday. And so, you know, I would say this about the Niners right now.
Give it to me.
They're 3-1. They've had a lot of injuries. They've put a couple wins in their back pocket, at least one maybe that they shouldn't have. So if this team were 1-3 and going through what they're going through right now, I think that would be one thing. But they are 3-1, and all indications are that Purdy's not too serious. We'll see. Kittle's on his way back. Jennings, we got to find out about. And Pearsall, hopefully they're not long-term. But the Niners are going to have to weather a storm right now, clearly, over the next 3 or 4 weeks and hope to play some winning football till they get guys back. It's that simple, and they're not 1-3.
Yeah,
they got a couple gifts, and this is why you take advantage of those gifts.
No doubt, but... You know, I'll tell you what, Stoney, you know, if you can give me a name on the defensive side of the ball that's coming back named Bosa, I just wonder if this is their reality. And again, they kept it in realm for the Niners offense to kind of steal it. They didn't. But I'm just looking at Travis Etienne, Stoney. I mean, 124 yards on the day, 6.5 a pop. The whole team average, the Jags, that is, 4.7 on the ground. That's not Niner-like. I know Fred Warner had his hands on a couple balls, but, you know, wasn't able to make an interception. Kittle's coming back, but, you know, I've learned my lesson. When you look at this Niner team, you get so excited about who's coming back, Stoney, and then when that person does come back, you lose somebody else. So I don't know what's going on in regard to the PCL possible injury or light PCL injury with Ricky Pearsall, I believe your best wideout right now. I know Brock was throwing to DeMarcus Robinson. He had one catch yesterday. Juwan Jennings only practiced a couple days last week. Now I don't know who's going to be under center, but you are right. They are 3-1, but good God almighty, Stoney, the fact that they are 3-1 because, you know, nobody has the answer for why they're not able to block up front and establish the running game. So we'll see where this thing goes from here, but with what you got on deck Thursday, then on a plane to Tampa, and, you know, your quarterback, iffy.
Look at it this way.
Yeah.
You got a long week against Tampa. You should have an advantage when you play the Bucs because you'll have a long week after playing a game against
getting healthy
on Thursday. But, yeah, and, I don't know. Maybe this is just me. Here's why I don't really worry about injuries, because if the 49ers keep getting hurt, they're done. Mm. They're just done. Mm. If you're telling me Brock Purdy's going to miss another three games and Kittle's not coming back in week 5, it's going to be week 8, and Ayuk's not coming back at all, and Pearsall's in and out of the line, they're not. Then they're just fighting uphill and swimming upstream, and I can't expect a team to make the playoffs if their starting quarterback's going to miss a bunch of time and all their key players are going to miss a bunch of time. Like, that's just, it's just not a recipe to succeed in the NFL.
And I've been throwing some rocks at Brock Purdy, but they're not even rocks. I'm just telling you what I saw yesterday and what I didn't like. But we had not mentioned, and maybe you did not in here, Stoney, he was a victim of some drops. Kendrick Bourne had the biggest drop of the game to me. So, you know, the Purdy stood in there, threw for 300 yards. I'm not, he was bad. I stand on that. But, Stoney, we can't ignore, I mean, some guys had some dropsies that affected, you know, the Niners' output in regard to scoring points. That happened.
And it did. And he, you know, two things can be true. They dropped some balls and he stunk. Let's go to Delta Lifestyle. Hey, Delta Lifestyle, how you doing, man?
I'm good, guys. And everything you say is just right on. I believe what you've been saying just recently, especially Goo. You know, we've got a team of injured players, and you don't know who's going to show up next week. We've got a lot of young studs who will develop into great players, most of them. And Kyle told us before the season even started, he said, it's going to be a tough season. And if you look at Philadelphia, there's no way, even if our guys were healthy, we're going to match up well against Philadelphia when we get to the, if we get to the playoffs. So I look at this year truly as a rebuilding year, and we need to get an offensive line by draft and trade by next year, because it all starts at the line. And especially if you're cycling guys in and out and you have crummy line play, we don't stand a chance. So, frankly, I'm pretty thrilled we're at 3-1. Was yesterday rough? Heck, yeah. Nobody played well. Warner played well. That was about it. We got some work to do, but we need to temper our expectations. Let's grow these young players. It's a great time to do that. But let's get that offensive line fixed, since we've been talking about for, what, 10 years? 20 years?
Well, as long as Shannon has been here. Yeah, thanks, Delta Lifestyle from Discovery Bay.
And Stoney, did you notice this is 14-3 right before the half? The Niners have first and goal, and the first play, I'm not saying the play was wrong. It's a handoff to McCaffrey right up the middle, but it just felt like Jacksonville had a wall, just like cutting their nails or what have you, just waiting, and it went nowhere. There was no push. And I'm just not used to that from the Niners running game. But it felt like that against Arizona. It felt like that against Seattle. Why all of a sudden has the, even down in the, right before half, Stoney, you turn around, give it to Brock, McCaffrey, and it's just like, it's almost a just giveaway down. There's no push at all.
That's an offensive line issue, it sounds like, to me.
It is.
I'll tell you what. We have the best producer, one of the best producers working for us. And I don't like to put him on the spot, but I'll tell you what.
If
somebody could come up with this stat, I'd be ecstatic.
Oh, you tell.
So 49ers scored on their first possession yesterday.
Field goal.
Yeah. But they scored. I would love to know what Kyle Shanahan's percentage is of scoring drives. Every 49er drive in his tenure, you don't have to do it. I'm just kind of bringing it up.
But I want to see where you're
every
49.
Every 49.
Every stat you ask for is so complicated and specific. And you use it for 5 seconds.
Because I go deep.
Go ahead.
No, you ask for something that takes 20 minutes to search for that's going to get us 5 seconds of material.
He said you won't use it
long. This may get you more. Get you more. Okay, so this is his ninth year. And there have been 9 seasons worth of drives, okay? I'd like to know the percentage of drives that the Niners have scored on in the Shanahan tenure, and then take away all the scores on the first series of every game, because they score on the first series of so many games.
So the first 15.
With that scripted thing, and then it does feel like they have way more success on that first drive than subsequent drives. And then maybe if you find that out, what we'll find out is, yeah, most teams score most often on that first drive. And I'll be like, oh, okay.
So what you're asking for is not just the Niners the last 9 years.
We could start there.
You're asking for, excuse me, all 32 teams and their non-scripted scores to compare and contrast, for you to then say, yeah, well, Shanahan's actually not that great for the next 10 seconds. Meanwhile, I just spent 2 years searching through every single drive of all 32 teams for the last 9 years.
That's a lot of data.
What do you mean?
It means that I'm not going to do that.
No,
I'm just saying, what if we find out that the 49ers in Kyle Shanahan's tenure have scored on 35% of their possessions, about 1 out of 3. Yeah.
I would say it's higher.
Okay, but let's just say that.
Yeah.
Okay, now you take out the first series of every game, which would be 17 times 8, and maybe after that they only score on 19% of their drives. See what I'm saying?
But I think you're saying,
you take that script out of his hand, he's got nothing.
So you say he doesn't adjust well.
I don't know. I'm just
after
curious.
The first 15.
I don't know.
It sounds like that's where you're going.
No, I just want the numbers checked, and maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll be proven wrong. Maybe somebody will be like, sorry, actually Shanahan scripted plays, they score less on those first series than 72% of the teams. That way I could say, yeah, well, I guess that's not it. So I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. It just feels like, boy, do they score on that first series a lot.
I'll tell you this. I was listening to Adam Amin, the announcers, and Mr. Butt Fumble, and I'll tell you this, Donnie. They were talking about how Jacksonville, and we've seen this in the NFL, the defense, when you have an identity and you're able to turn the other team over, watch out. And through 3 games, Jacksonville has had success doing that, and they come in and get 4, and I'm just like, they just peppered it all throughout the game every time there was a fumble or interception, and Jacksonville's done it again. Stoney, the Niners' last 2 opponents, ask me how many times they've turned the ball over. Arizona, that's a problem.
And I thought this team flies to the ball.
Well, they used to.
Okay.
But this year, in regard to the turnovers and the defense, like, I mean, you could say, those things come and go, but man, how many times has that been part of the Niners defensively, their DNA, and it's just not happening? And again, you know, I just watched, it was so symbolic to watch Trevor Lawrence hit the tight end in the flat on the little baby rollout and just throw it to him, ball game. Arizona had that same chance, couldn't do it, but man, I just don't feel like opposing quarterbacks are under the same distress as Brock Purdy and Mac Jones when they're back there. Because Jacksonville was closing, because that pocket was closing in. You could see arms like, you know, just like tree branches, Donnie, that's just making it difficult. And that's how the game ended, knocking the ball out of Brock's hand.
See, TG on the YouTube chat said, you know what, Evan, Steiny did say you were the best, though, before he ever asked that question. I guess you did just gloss over that. And then secondly, Chicago Jason said, Evan said, that's not your job.
Wow,
that's not my job. I can get somebody else.
I
get somebody else. Happened last Monday.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions.
Don't
hey,
you love when
you weren't
stuff
here? You don't know anything about it.
Yes, he
don't speak to something point. You don't know about.
He reached out. I needed confession.
I'll leave for one day.
I don't know where you're at, but I need you. Listen, on my notepad, Stoddy, I jotted this down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First play of the second half, Jacksonville kick returner doesn't let the ball go out of bounds to get the ball at the 40 and catches it out of bounds and gave the Niners defense that's going to cause you to lose a game, but the Niners didn't make them pay. But dude, sometimes I think, what are you guys? Do you study at all? Do you? The ball was going out of bounds. Let it go. But dude catches it out of bounds.
But Trevor Lawrence.
That was.
It almost cost him the game. And then he tries to go, no, I did get down in time. No, he didn't.
Oh,
what
boy.
Even close.
In the two-point conversion, he's yelling at one of his receivers as if they did something wrong. I'm like, dude, you threw a horrible pass. They tried to give it away. How about that? And the kicker missed the kick.
I don't understand why they went for two at 26-14. And I get it. I'll get two, so then it's 28-14. But I'm like, take every point you can get. You make it 27-13, 27-14. And then the Niners score to make it 20. Like, that field goal could have sealed the game if they would have gotten a one-point conversion. He missed it anyway, so it didn't matter. But, like, that is the way I look at it. Okay, so it's 20
points, not eight.
It's like 26-14. Okay, you want to get it to 28-14. But it's like, they're going to need two touchdowns. So... And even if they get two touchdowns, if you get 1 point
I hear you.
Then you can still win the game with one field goal and they get two touchdowns.
Right.
So I didn't like that one personally. But
as bad as that was, I was ready, and this is just how I watch games. I won't apologize. When that kick sailed wide right, Stoney, I go, you got to be kidding me. They're going to pull another one out at home. And they didn't. And now you got Ricky Pearsall. His availability, and I know but we got a game Thursday, Stoney, but when does this end for this team?
When does what end?
These injuries, because what you said was real, and you got me thinking, goo,
dealing with it. Seriously. You ready? You ready for this?
But there's a price
to
pay.
It's not a crybaby Monday.
No.
And it's suck-it-up loss Monday.
No, I'm not crying.
We are hurt.
But now you're starting
we're
to
hurt.
Pay the piper
hey,
for
you
that.
Got, okay, win some. Win two games in the next 3 weeks, or win one or two games in the next 4 weeks when these guys aren't going to be 100%. There's nothing else to do. Mm. You get hurt all the time, so you got to win when you're hurt. And yes, the next 3 weeks are probably going to be tough if Pearsall doesn't play, if Jennings doesn't play.
Or even Brock. Or is that, maybe, I don't know.
Let's go to Ryan in Irvine. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for the call. And I love listening to you guys, really. I love your perspective on these games. And, you know, the loss sucks, but I do like hearing your guys' takes on, you know, what we saw yesterday. You just had a caller that called in, and he mentioned how Kyle Shanahan kind of tempered expectations for Niner fans. He did. He said, hey, we're going to go through some growing pains. But he was mostly referring to the fact that we have so many young, you know, rookies on our team. We have a lot of moving parts. We weren't able to sign veterans. We lost a lot of players. So he was kind of tempering expectations. That is true. But what he didn't mention is anything about the offensive line not being good. And if he thinks that this offensive line is good, which you hear him talk about this line, you hear Chris Forrester talk about this line, you'd think that they're like elite, top five. So there's a blind spot there. And it's maddening because it's like, man, how do you not see what we're all seeing? You know, the second blind spot is the fact that Brock was hurt. He was clearly hurt and not up to his full potential and capabilities. I listened to a lot of the reports coming out of the training this week, and pretty much everybody, whoever you listen to, because they all kind of have differing reports, they all have a little bit of their biases, every one of them said, Brock doesn't look healthy. He's sailing balls, they're all high, he does not look ready to go. So you're telling me Kyle didn't see this throughout the week? Meanwhile, Mac is also hurt.
Yep.
But he did not look like he's not up to his potential to be able to make this start. So I think Kyle has a blind spot when it comes to injuries or potentially trying to keep things from happening that will just have a snowball effect. Brock's not going to start this Thursday. It's going to be Mac. That's another scheduled loss because the Rams are going to destroy us on Thursday. But if you would have just sat Brock out, because you can, Kyle, you're the head coach. I don't care if Brock is your leader and he has to play. No, sit him down, rest him for a long bye week, get Mac out there. He's your $50 million franchise quarterback. if Kyle could have had a little more control of his team, same concept goes for CMC. Well, if he would have had a little more foresight, I think it would have had a benefit to the team long term.
Well, and Ryan, thanks for the call. The only thing to me missing from that is we don't know how hurt or healthy Mac Jones was. What if Mac Jones were hurt worse than Purdy, which I now have to assume he was.
Man.
But I don't know that for sure. I think he went with Purdy because he thought Purdy was good enough to go.
And that's all the report, not to cut you off, Stoney. I thought from my vantage point, I heard last week, he's rolling out in practice, Purdy. I never heard that the balls were sailing high and he didn't look like he was ready. I hadn't got that.
Evan showed me one of Purdy's runs yesterday. It was an 11-yarder where he kind of scrambled up the middle.
Yeah.
And then he was between two defenders, and he didn't dive. And he showed me the play from, like, the back. And maybe I'm looking at it and wanting to find something. He didn't really have his burst. I do feel like he was maybe just a hair tentative, and maybe it was the foot, maybe it was the defense.
High in medicine balls, Donnie, do you need a burst? Or are you saying he couldn't plant and throw? Because that's what
I'm saying. I don't think he ran. I don't think he was very mobile.
On that 2-point conversion he got out of there and the one Jennings got hurt on and popped, but they converted it, you know, he was shifty. Listen,
Do you think he was as mobile as he's always been?
No, and now I'm wondering, did he go because Mac wasn't available and they didn't want Martinez in there?
Well,
like this is one of
his worst games. Then you made a mistake. Because then you played Purdy, he wasn't ready, now he's going to miss Thursday's game, and you lost that game anyway. Like, to me, there's no, if you're going to play, like, I look at it as though if Purdy played, he was well enough to play, and now he got banged up again, we got to deal with it. But the way we talk about injuries all the time, leading up to the game with, I'd be this careful, that careful, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do that. The reality is that if you are somebody, a fan that's worried about Purdy or that was worried about Purdy, I'd be a little pissed today. I think you'd have that right to say, I mean, if I'm a 49er fan and I say, geez, I mean, the guy wasn't healthy. That was obvious.
But how many
would that be unfair?
Yeah. Fred Warner played on a broken ankle.
But we're talking about a quarterback here.
Yeah.
We're talking about your franchise quarterback. I'm just saying, if there's a 49er fan out there that's upset because Purdy got more banged up in that game and you wanted to hold him out for precaution, then yes, be upset about playing him because you didn't get anything out of it.
Yeah,
you,
but
you
not got him, loss. But the management, like the coaching staff.
Right, Shanahan. Like, what? I mean, if ever there would be a day to hit Shanahan, it would be today.
But you don't know until you know. Goodness gracious.
Well, that's my point. On Thursday and Friday, everybody thinks they know, and they say, we can't, don't play Brock Purdy. Yeah. Okay, well, he played Brock Purdy, and guess what? It looks like he shouldn't have. Isn't that obvious? And I'm not saying it was or it wasn't, but I thought it was obvious he wasn't 100% or he wasn't his best self. Was it the injury? How could it not be partly injury?
But to keep it real, Steiny, this may be his new reality. He may never have that
then
again.
I hate to say it, then you're not going anywhere. No. If Brock Purdy's not mobile, you're not going anywhere.
I hear you, but there's really nobody to be mad at.
And he'll be. What if I told you he's going to be less mobile now Thursday than he was yesterday?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Okay, well, then that's going to get you beat. You know, those are the kind of decisions that end up hurting you. Because maybe you go into that game with Mac Jones if he was good enough, or hell, even Aaron Martinez, you lose, but Purdy doesn't wake up today with a foot on fire, or a toe on fire, and then maybe he's really ready to go Thursday.
I got you.
Trust me, I'm not here to, this isn't what I do a lot, but I mean, you played Purdy and he got re-injured. That's the bottom line. And on Thursday and Friday, all we talked about was who should play, what percentage should we get a guy out there, what's he got, is he 100%, is he 80%? Well, you decided to play Brock Purdy, and he got hurt again. And now we got to figure out if he can even play on Thursday. Wow. But that's something that I think would be fair to criticize Shanahan on today, that piece of bad luck or bad fortune or that injury. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're just joining us, big sports day in the Bay. Try to keep track. We've got Bob Melvin. He's been fired as the manager of the San Francisco Giants. We have the Warriors starting training camp today. It's media day. And Gary Payton II is signed. Jonathan Kuminga, still no resolution there. So that's going to go on probably another day or two. We'll see. And then the San Francisco 49ers, they get beat yesterday 26-21. And they come out of that game with some more injuries and some more uncertainty about Brock Purdy, some more uncertainty about Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings. But the worst part probably for them is that there is a game Thursday, so they got to turn this around in a hurry. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Damon. I see Tony. I see Bob. We will get to you all on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.